Hi, I'm Paul Pachter, the president and CEO of Long Island Cares, and welcome to another episode of Breaking Bread, our YouTube program that you can stream, which we bring to you on a monthly basis, sometimes a bi-weekly basis. It all depends on who's important to talk to. And today I have somebody very important to talk to because she's a loyal colleague, someone whose opinion I value tremendously, and more importantly, she's my friend. Terry Alisi Maselli, the president and CEO of the HIALI. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you
here. I think I told you when you started, I love this breaking bread. I love the whole title.
Well, it's important because what we are doing is breaking bread with important people on Long Island. And hopefully the people that stream this program are getting to learn something about Long Island, about the corporate community, about the nonprofit community. But I think the best way to begin for our viewers is, what is the HIALI and what is it you actually do?
Yeah, well, that's a loaded question because, as you know, as a board member, you know we do a lot. So, the HIALI, it's, we consider it one of the recognized voices for Long Island business.
Absolutely.
It's really a powerful force, I think, in regional and economic development. And we advocate. We advocate for not only the whole Long Island business community, but for, as you know, this Long Island Innovation Park at Hop Hog, which we're sitting in today. Mm-hmm. We essentially, when people become members and with the Long Island business community, we help them brand their organizations. We give them education. We advocate for them, as I said. They can do research with us, really market research. And as you know, we get them involved in community outreach, like, the food drive, like blood drives we do and things like that. So we really do a lot.
And how many companies are members of the HIALI?
Yeah, so over 1,000 member companies, yet when somebody becomes a member, anybody in their organization can really benefit. So we have thousands and thousands of business professionals that we represent. They're typically companies that are anywhere from, I would say, roughly 5 to about 300-350 employees. That sweet spot, we really mirror Long Island, right, in that entrepreneurial spirit.
Now, I've heard you say several times that if you put together all of the employees in the Innovation Park and the other members of the HIALI, you have a reach of about 55,000 people?
Absolutely. Actually, there are 55,000 employees
just
in
the park.
Just in the park. It has an economic output of about $13 billion. I mean, it's a major economic engine.
And that's that's the global economy, because if you look at the corporations that are in the industrial park, from pharmaceuticals to financial institutions to nonprofit organizations, there's a lot of great minds that are in the park here, and all of them working very closely with the HIALI. Talk about, you mentioned advocacy. What are the big issues right now for the HIALI that we're advocating for?
Yeah, I mean, probably the largest is, as we talk to any business owners, and you, I think, are probably experienced the same as anyone else, it's the availability of a talent pool and availability of workers. So right now, what we're working on is a workforce development task force led by our very own Rich Heumann, who's the CEO of H2M. Architects and engineers, really to look at how do we make a better connection between someone who is seeking a job, whether that's somebody coming right out of school, it could be somebody coming back into the workforce, it could be some non-traditional type areas where we're getting workers, but how do we better connect them with academia and the business world? So we're going to be doing a lot more work this year on that.
And that'll include the universities and the colleges working with the businesses and the corporations.
Absolutely.
Under the umbrella of the HIALI.
Yep.
One of the things that I really find is so beneficial about the organization is the committee structure and the opportunity for any employee at any organization here within the park to engage and get involved. Talk a little bit about the committees, what they are, how do people get involved?
Yeah, so we have 15 active committees. They are our gold. right? Yeah. They are the jewel because when the HIALI was first formed, that was one of the first things the organization did was said to itself, you know, how can we best, when a company comes in, how can we get their employees involved and engaged, right? So it can be anything from understanding the better skill set of business development and mm-hmm. sales and marketing, to understanding the healthcare world, to understanding, I know we're going to talk about social responsibility and how important that is, mm-hmm. particularly in today's environment. Absolutely. So there's really something for everyone. Mm-hmm. Human resources and an education committee. And so the nice part about that, as an organization becomes a member, literally anyone in their company mm-hmm. can come to a committee based on what they need and based on what they want.
We've actually had a lot of experience with that because we support a lot of the HIALI's programs, whether it's, you know, the annual trade show or it's the, you know, Best of Long Island Awards. And to have our line staff get involved and meet other people from other organizations and make a connection, it really creates an identity for the staff that work in this park, that, you know, they've met a lot of the people that travel through the roads all day long and work in the other buildings. Let's talk a little bit about the trade show, because this is a major piece of the HIALI. How many people do you attract? What the focus is going to be? Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Sure. So, very proud of the trade show. So, the trade show started, we're probably in, I want to say our 35th year, but it's probably yeah. even longer than that. And it started an idea right at a board meeting. Mm-hmm. Somebody had an idea and said, why don't we get these businesses together to show their services and their products? And we started right here at, which is now the Radisson. Mm. And it's grown so large that we're in a 60,000 square yeah. foot. Right, auditorium mm-hmm. in Suffolk Community College, over 375 exhibit booths, over 5,000 business professionals mm-hmm. walk that floor all in one day. So this year it'll be May 25th. And equally as important is it's become a real important forum for economic development discussion, mm-hmm. right? So as you know, we have a program, an executive program talking about economic development and projects like Midway Crossing,
right.
and projects like the Ronkonkoma Hub, which is mm-hmm. now Station Yards, and Shoregate, and all these projects that probably, quite frankly, you and I might not benefit mm-hmm. from, Paul, but our kids will benefit from, and our kids' kids mm-hmm. will benefit from. So it's an important discussion. We bring sure. all the dignitaries in to talk about it as well. So not only do you know, organizations get booths right. to show their products and services, not only does someone walk a floor to go to breakout sessions, mm-hmm. but again, we're talking about very important economic discussions.
And the event is May 25th at Suffolk County Community College at their big exhibition hall in Brentwood. And you really want to do yourself a favor. If you've never been to the HIALI trade show, you need to get there. I mean, you just heard Terry say over 300 different exhibitors, about 5,500 people walking the floor, outstanding workshops, outstanding morning and afternoon presentations on topics of importance. And you know, we don't have time to get together with 5,500 people on any given day, but this is an opportunity to do it. I want to talk a little bit about something that's near and dear to me, beside you, because you are near and dear to me.
I feel the same way.
Thank you. And that is the committee that you allowed me to work on behalf of the HIALI, and that's our Committee on Corporate Social Responsibility. A lot of people understand what CSR is, mm-hmm. and they have an idea as to what businesses, what corporation does what. But you, in your forward-thinking vision, allowed us to come in a member-driven committee. It wasn't, you know, the top of the HIALI coming in and saying, we want to do this committee. The recommendation came from the bottom up, mm-hmm. and it was embraced very quickly. And you also lend your staff to these initiatives. So there's always someone from HIALI. How important was it for you, for the board, of which, of course, now I'm a member of the board, but I wasn't when I proposed the committee. How important is it for the HIALI to get themselves in the space of CSR?
Oh, it's critical. I mean, probably more critical today than ever before, because, mm-hmm. you know, what people don't understand about, I believe, social responsibility that you get very clearly is that this is the culture of their company, yeah. right? This is the culture of giving. This is a culture of feeling good about what you're doing because you're mm-hmm. giving back to other people. So it's so much more than, let me give you a can of food.
Right.
Let me give you some blood. Let me build a home. Whatever it is, right? Sure. Whatever it is. The other reason why I think it's very important today is because we know for a fact that young professionals, when they really seek a career, yep. right, that they're really looking for a sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. They're really looking for, how do I give back? So, you know, when you brought it up to me, it was just a no-brainer, Paul, really. I mean, and I have to say, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on this mm-hmm. program, most of our best ideas have come from the ground up, from someone who said, I'm passionate about this, or I represent this company. What do you think? Does it make sense on a larger mm-hmm. scale? So it just makes a lot of sense. And listen, you started this. We started this in mm-hmm. COVID.
Right. Right. That's right.
So the ability to be able to for people just to wrap their arms around mm-hmm. it really became it was important. And this morning was a great example. Right. John DiDario.
Yeah. And we had John DiDario. It was excellent. And what you said is so true. If you look at the younger workforce, the millennial, the Gen Zs, they really do want to do business, whether they're banking with a company or whether they're buying a car. They want to know that the corporation is involved in doing good things in the community that benefit people with disabilities, people who are hungry, veterans, and so on. I wish we had more time to talk more about some of the special programs that the HIALI sponsors, but we'll definitely have you back. Terry Elisa Miceli, what could I say? I'm so grateful that we work together. I'm so grateful that we're friends and valued colleagues. I've made a commitment to the HIALI that I just am so proud of it every day that I get involved, whether it's with the committee or whether it's with the board or whether it's with special events. I also want to thank you for streaming our program and to let you know that Breaking Bread is sponsored by Cardworks. With over 35 years of operating history, Cardworks is one of the largest managers and services of credit card and installation loan producers right here on Long Island. If you like what you see, if you enjoy the program, if you want to know more information about upcoming shows, check us out on YouTube and subscribe, because streaming is important. But until we see you next time, take care of each other and do something good, okay? This is Paul Pachter from Long Island Cares. We'll see you next time on Breaking Bread.